All right. We often use this expression, let's go to church.
我们常常这样说，我们一起去上教会。
But that's really not a biblical expression.
这个不是圣经的话。
The Bible never talks about going to church.
圣经从来没有叫我们去教会。
You and I are the church.
因为我们就是教会。
And today the Lord is calling us to be His church in our city.
所以今天神在一次呼召我们，我们要在这都市里面作为他的教会。
In the first hour, we sent out probably close to 200 people.
那第一个小时的时候，大概有200位的弟兄姐妹。
Right now, they're walking around our city, blessing, praying, and giving out flyers.
所以他们现在就在我们的邻舍里面。
And in about 15 minutes, you're going to be sent out.
再过一阵子我们要出去。
And then when the Cantonese congregation comes back from their retreat, they're going to be going out.
然后广东话的这个语部，他们下午从这个退休会回来以后，他们也要出去。
And I want to remind you what we're doing today.
所以今天要提醒你们，我们今天要做的。
Is actually fulfilling a promise that I made 2 years ago.
那其实呢，就是好像是应允了这个我两年以前所做的这个应许。
Most of you were here in 2017 for our mission conference.
记得我们2017年的时候，我们大部分都参加了这个我们教会的差传年会。
Do you happen to remember who the speaker was?
你记不记得那一年的这讲员是谁？
Do you remember?His name was Dr. Solomon Ariete.
那个讲员的名字叫做 Solomon.
From Africa.
他是从非洲来的。
I remember on the last day of the mission conference,
我记得那个差传年会的最后一天,
he challenged our congregation.
他那个时候就向我们整个教会挑战。
And I remember him challenging me.
他也向我个人挑战。
That Pastor Ted, make sure that one Sunday next year,
他就说这个请我叫我这个我们未来一年一年有至少有一个主日的时间。
Instead of meeting here, you're going to send out the whole church into the streets of our city.
那一天呢我们不在这教会里面聚会，而我们要把我们的弟兄姐妹完全送到我们教会外面去。你记不记得那个挑战？
No one. Today we get to fulfill that promise.
今天我们就要把这个应许这个。
What we're doing today is also really redefining and reminding us what the church is supposed to be.
同时也是提醒再一次提醒我们教会是什么意思。
I love coming together once a week to worship together and fellowship.
我很希望很高兴每一个礼拜一次我们在这里一起敬拜神。
But the purpose of our gathering is also we can scatter and we can spread out into the world.
但是呢我们在一起敬拜的目的呢也是让我们能够出去。
Church is not just something that happens once every week.
因为教会不是只是一个礼拜一次的事。
If you remember in Jesus' days, the majority of the people who followed Jesus, they actually followed him for the wrong reasons.
那你也记得在圣经里面这个很多人一开始跟随耶稣的时候他们的动机是错误的。
All they wanted really was to be healed.
因为他们想要的就是得到医治。
To be fed.
得到喂饱。
To be made well financially, physically.
或者是他们在金钱上面在身体上面得到这个饱足。
People just wanted to be blessed.
人就是希望得到祝福。
And Jesus did heal and bless those people who came to him.But people were interested in what Jesus could do for them, but not what he had to say about our lives and his kingdom and what is to come.
人想要的只是知道这个神可以为他们做什么，而没有想到这个耶稣要跟他们讲有关天国的事情。
Jesus came not just to bless us,
耶稣来不是单单来祝福我们而已，
but make his people a blessing.
而是要让我们每一个人成为
You and I are supposed to be a blessing to our community, to our neighbors.
所以我们应该是成为我们的邻舍，我们的这个社区里面的祝福。
And I've been thinking a lot lately.
那我最近常这样子想
That if our church is really a source of blessing to our community.
那我们的教会是不是一个神祝福的一个泉源呢？
That if our city and our neighborhoods are being blessed because we're here.
我们教会的旁边的社区是不是因为我们而得到祝福？
And if they're really experiencing God's favor because of our worship and our gathering here.
是不是因为我们的这个聚集，我们的崇拜，他们也得到这个神的这个祝福呢？
Before I send you out today, I want to just remind you One of the most powerful imagery that Jesus used to describe the church.
那今天我们出去以前呢，我要再一次的提醒你，这个神给我们一个最有能力、最有力的一个图片。
First, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth."
因为耶稣这样子跟我们讲，首先我们是地上的盐。
Can you declare it to one another? You are the salt of the earth.
你们互相的这样讲，我们都是地上的盐，世界的盐。
I don't know if you think of yourself as salt or salty.
说我不晓得你自己觉得你是一个有咸味的人吗？
But Jesus is actually talking about the invisible work of the church.
那但是他耶稣这样子讲的是，就是说这个教会里面所隐藏的工作。
You cannot see with your eyes how salt actually works.
因为我们肉眼是看不出这个盐到底的它的作用在哪里。
Oftentimes, a lot of the things that God does through His church is invisible to the world.
那很多时候神在我们中间所做的事情，世界也看不到。
Our prayer, the way we live our lives.
我们的祷告，我们的生活。
The way we are supposed to intercede for this world and this community.
我们怎么样的为我们的世界，为我们的这个社会祷告。
And then Jesus went on to say, "You are the light of the world."
然后耶稣在讲说，我们是世上的光。
Just one more time, declare that to one another. You are the light of this world.
互相的提醒，我们是世上的光。
Now, you know, it's really interesting that Jesus would use these two expressions.
那很有意思的，神会，耶稣会用这两个代，这个比喻来代表我们。
The salt is invisible.
这个盐是看不到的。
But light cannot be hidden.
但是光呢，是隐藏不住。
It is visible.
是看得到的。
When you turn this place, all the lights off in the darkness, the moment you turn on the light,Darkness has to flee.
所以说，当这个房间是完全黑暗的时候，你把光打开的时候，这个黑暗一定是逃跑了。
And that's the nature of the church.
这个就是教会的。
It is also supposed to be visible in this world.
所以我们在世界上面，我们是被世界看到的。
But Jesus also warned the possibility of this light being hidden.
那耶稣也讲说，这个教会呢，也有可能。
In one parable, Jesus talked about this light being hidden in a bushel, under a bushel, or under a bed.
那有一个比喻，耶稣说这个光呢，就是被一个这个斗笠给罩住，藏在床的下面。
I want you to think about for a moment why, if you had a light, why would you actually hide it in a bushel or under a bed?
我要你想想看，说假如说我们真的有这个灯的话，为什么我们要把它藏在床的下面呢？
There are only two reasons.
只有两个原因。
One, you're either ashamed of this light,
或者是你是对于这个光你是感到羞耻。
Or you're afraid, you're fearful,
或者是你有恐惧。
See, even though the nature of light is visible,
所以虽然这个光是一定是要会看到的。
I feel like oftentimes the church, we actually hide that light and we're just afraid of showing forth that light into the world.
但是我们的教会呢，很多时候我们是怕把这个光给世人看到，所以说我们把这个光给藏起来。
Because this light will often cause us difficulties and sufferings and even persecutions.
因为很多时候我们这个光给人家看到的话，会招致我们受到迫害。
So if all we do as a church is to gather around in a building like this and just be together,
那假如说我们今天我们教会的目的就是在这个房间里面我们一起来做教会的事情。
And we enjoy our fellowship and our time together, and then we go out and spread out and not be the church.
那只有在这个教会里面我们有团契，但是离开了我们就不是教会了。
It's almost like hiding this light under a bushel or under a bed.
就是好像说我们今天有这个光，但是我们把它藏在这个床的下面。
Remember what Jesus said, I send you into the world as sheep among the wolves.
记得耶稣这样子跟我们讲说我送你们出去就好像是这个羊入这个狼群一样。
The world is a dangerous place.
这世界的确是一个有危险的地方。
But Jesus also promised that his presence will go with us.
但是耶稣也答应我们说他与我们同在。
Jesus also said about the church, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
耶稣也讲说，这个他的教会就是好像是在这个山上的光是隐藏不住的。
He's saying that a city set on a hill should not be hidden.
他说这个在山上的光是不应该被隐藏的。
And this city set on a hill is really us, our church.
那是在山上的这个光就是他的教会，就是我们。
This morning Jesus is sending us out.
所以今天早上 耶稣差遣我们出去
that the church will be visible
让这个这个教让这个世界能够看到他的教会
we do this daily as individuals but we also have to do this as a community
所以说我们虽然我们每一个人的生命每一天都是这样子的但是我们合在一起的时候我们这个团体的时候我们也要一起的为主发光
God's kingdom was not meant to be demonstrated by individuals
所以神的天国不是单单是让我们每一个人单独的为他发光而已
it was supposed to be communal
我们应该是一个团体
through the way we love one another and we live together
那我们 在一起生活互、这个、彼此的相爱
so you get to do that outside the church building today
所以今天我们要把这个带到教会的外面
I'm going to give you two options today
所以今天要给你两个选择
you can either be the salt or you can be the light
或者是你 做盐或者是你做光
now sometimes you need to do both
也许有时候我们需要两个都做。
There are some of us here who are physically not fit to walk on the streets today.
也许在我们中间，我们今天也许身体不舒服，不能够在路上走很久。
I'm going to encourage you to stay for a little while and maybe pray together for our teams that are walking the street and also what is going to be happening on November 23rd.
所以说我鼓励你们这些呢可以留在这边留一段时间一起的祷告为今天我们出去发单张的事情以及 下个礼拜六要发生这个这个传递希望这件 这个事工的事情
But for the rest of you who are able to walk
那其他你们可以走路的
And I hope you came with sneakers and comfortable clothes
希望你们来都是穿的都是舒服的鞋子跟衣服
You get to walk and bless our city and our streets
那你们就可以出去祝福我们旁这个社区的
And you get to shine the light in this city through our prayer walk
我们也是借着我们的行动 来这个让这个神的光这教会的光这个射出来
Now I know that none of you came here just to fulfill your religious duty today
所以我知道你们今天来不是只是来敬我们这个这个基督徒的义务而已。
This is not like a school where you get out of class early and then and you get just to have a free day.
今天不是像上课一样，今天只可以早一点的离开，早一点的回家。
But God is really sending us out on a mission.
其实神是今天有一个任务要差遣我们出去。
And I know you're not going to be disappointed.
所以我知道你们一定会尽职做到。
The reason why we're doing this, I'm going to show you a short video. I wish we had a Chinese translation, but those of you who need translation, just ask someone around.
所以下面我们要让你们看一个小小的这个视频。
We're actually preparing for this day called Convoy of Hope, which will be happening on November 23rd, next Saturday.
这个主要就是讲到这个下个礼拜二十三。周六二十三日的时候呢，这个会发生的这就是传递希望 convoy of
hope. And here's a story of one of those people who came to this event, and it's a testimony. And after this, I'm going to have Yuping come and give us instructions about how to do this for the next hour and a half.
所以这个视频是讲到一个见证，然后这个视频以后呢，我们就请佑平传道上来为我们解释一下我们应该下面要做什么。
I've been struggling with drugs and alcohol addiction for pretty much since I can remember, early 11, 12 years old. Just got out of a long stint in Greene County Jail. So I just prayed to God that today would be a different day, man, when I woke up. I came up here really looking for support for my addictions, and a miracle happened today, really. I walked up to a lady to ask her if she knew anybody in the community that could help me, and she said, yeah, I know somebody who can help you. Come meet my friend John.
He got to telling me his story.And when he got to telling me his story, I just shared my story with him. And then I seen he put his last name on the application. It's not a very common name. And I remembered his brother messaging me from Hawaii. And so I just wanted to read this to you. It says, my brother got off with a lighter sentence on his way to prison now. I don't know if he'll ever follow through with Christ. But he tells my mom he found Christ in prison. And now he's changed for the good. He's going to a halfway house in Missouri. I pray one day you could meet him and he could hear your story. And then I said, I would love to do that. Maybe we can make it happen. And then God brought him right next to me, to me.
When my brother lives in Hawaii, I haven't had a close relationship with my brother in 20 years almost. This is like the way that I know miracles are possible, man, because when I walked up to him, I didn't even know that my brother had done that. And I'm sorry, I'm just a little overwhelmed. It's just proof that God is great, man, and that through him, anything's possible.
Just to let you know that today is our last time that we'll go out and pass out the flyers. That's it.
Okay.
I'll save the details.
Okay. 好，那我们今天呢，我想我先给大家报告一下今天我们的程序。那么首先呢，就是我们要填一个waiver form， 就是填一个豁免表。So
first, this is the procedure. First, you have to complete and sign a waiver form.
那豁免表呢，我们分成大人的和孩子的。那如果你一进来的时候呢，大人是用紫色的表，小孩子是要用白色的表。So
the waiver form is in purple, that is for the adults, and then if it is so white, it is for the children. So you have everyone has to fill one out.
是的，就是即使是你前面两次有填过，那还是要求每一次都要单独填一次，这个是举办单位的要求。
So every time you go out, doesn't matter whether you have been out before, but this time as you go out, you have to fill out a form. This is required.
那我们填完表以后呢，我们基本上就会分组。分组呢，这次是以家庭为单位。那如果你是一家，大人和小孩就变成一个组。 那如果你是单个的，那我们鼓励就是你2到4个大人，你可以组成一个组。So
after you fill out the form, then we will separate you into groups. This time we will use family as each unit. If you are a family, then you will go out as one group. And but if you are single, then you will try to form a group of three or 2 to 4 adults. Then the four of you, the group of you become a group.
那每一个组呢，我们要有一个组长，组长呢就是把这些表放在一起，然后拿着这个你们组里头的表去那个门口那个桌子上边呢，去那边交换地图和传单。So
every group, you have to designate a group leader, and the purpose of the group leader is to gather all the waiver forms and then go to the desk outside to get a map of the area that you will be going, as well as the flyers that you will be passing out.
那如果你还不知道，就是说，就是说你还没有找到合适的人跟你组成一组的话呢，我想我们下边以后呢，都会有牧羊牧师啊、师母，还有我和侯雷几位，那在下边你可以找我们，我们就会跟你配对一起去。
So if you have not found a partner to go out with, you don't have a group yet, just stay in this room, then some of us will help you to form groups together.
那当组长去拿这个地图和传单的时候呢，其他的
其他的人呢就可以到我们平常 lunch 的地方呢去那边拿披萨和水，那边我们 MA 给我们准备好了披萨和水。
So as the group leader goes out to the desk to receive the flyers, the rest of you then can go to the courtyard to pick up a piece of pizza and also some water as a brief lunch, as a simple lunch.
那我们送传单呢，我们是照计划是在两点钟结束。那么在两点钟的时候呢，即使你没有结束的话，我们也希望你那个时候就结束。然后呢，组长呢要在我们教会的网站，那上边上有那个教会网站的地址 sjcac.org， 在那个地址上呢有一个很简单的表，就是报告你的名字，你的那个地图的那个 number， 然后呢最重要的是告诉我们，就是说你是安全的，这样的话我们就放心。
So as all the groups go out, we hope that youWe will ask that all of you finish your work by 2 o'clock. So even by 2 o'clock, you have not passed out all the flyers, but we will ask you to stop doing it. But that by 2 o'clock, the group leaders of each of the groups will then report back using the website, the church website. There is a very simple form for you to fill out. On the form, it will just basically tell just you have to tell how many flyers you've passed out andThe important thing is that all of you are safe.
那如果你还有没发出去的传单呢？你可以拿回家发给你的邻居啊，这些你认识的人可以，或者呢你下一个次来的时候拿回教会来啊，那或者是你就放到你的 recycle 自己 recycle 它也都可以。
So if you have a leftover flyers, you can do one of the three things.First, you can bring it back to your home and pass them out to your neighbors and ask them to invite them to go to Convoy Hope. Or you can bring it back to church at a later date. Or you can take home and just put into the recycle bin.
好的，那下面我就给大家有几个 slides 我们秀给大家怎么样是一个正确的就是说放传单的地方。哦，这个是地图。那 before 那个，这个是地图呢，就是说每一组呢会收到这样的地图。那地图上它画了，就是说我们要发传单的这个地方。那么组长呢，我们建议你的就是开车开到这个地图的中间，那放在那边以后呢，那你发地图的时候就不容易走错地方，然后呢，最后可以找到你的车的那边。
So with this map, this is the map that each group will receive, and the group leader.Just make sure that you go to the central part of this map, which is marked by the little question mark, I guess. And then, then you will go through the neighborhoods according to the map, how it's been drawn out for you. And just make sure that all the flyers go to every household.
好，我们下一张呢就会秀给看出来。就是说通常的话你传那个发传单的时候呢，这个传单呢我们不要把它给 fold 起来，就把它稍微窝一下。那一般最常用的就是塞到那个门缝里头，门和门的门框的那个缝里头，那么把这个 free 要露在外边。
然后这个 this is the right way of putting the flyers out. Don't fold your flyers, but rather roll it up. Make sure the word free is outside. And then you put on the door between the door jamb, I mean the knob and the whatever, the door.
对，yeah. 如果是有这种纱门啊，下一张的话你也看出来，就是可以插到那个缝里头。
Yeah.
基本上有门的有那个圆圈的地方的卷一卷塞到那个圆圈的地方也都可以。
Yeah. Roll up the flyers and put it in wherever you can place.
那有的人家是下一张的话就是有的人家是有这个门口有这个垫子的话呢，你也可以把这个 flyer 一半塞到垫子下边，那另外一半把那个 free 露在外边。
Or if they have doormats, you can slide it under the doormat, but make sure free is showing.
那么另外有几种呢，那么前两次我们发现有几种就是不正确的发放的方法，下面会秀给大家。那一种呢就是说直接把这个传单放在这个垫子上边，那这个不好，这个有两个不好，一个呢就是会被吹走，那么另外一个的话呢，因为这个纸很滑， 那主人出来的时候呢，很容易踩到之后不小心会滑倒，所以我们会避免这种事情放在垫子上。
So don't place the flyer directly on the doormat because it, people might get the slip or might slip on it or get blown away.
我们也不要把这个传单呢放在草地上或者扔在他们的 yard 里头。你看，这次都是上次前两次发传单时候看到有人这样做也不要放到他们的植物上边。
So don't put the flyer on the grass or on the plants or inside the gate.
那如果你看到就是说家里头有一些特别的 sign， 就是说像这种哈蓝色或者红色的，有的是说有狗啊，你可以就说 skip， 你可以跳过这家。我们就建议你就跳过，如果是有这些。
If you come to the specific places or houses where it says no soliciting or there are dogs, be careful. You can feel free to skip these places.
Yeah. 那么我们建议呢，每一组呢，每一组的成员呢，你要先交换一下你的电话号码。那么记得要把电话打开，那个声音要调大一点，是以至于你们可以交换。
So make sure that your phones are turned on and you exchange your text addresses so that you can keep in touch, especially the of different members of the same group.
你们要知道就是说开始的时候在哪儿，然后结束的时候在什么地方，然后呢下一条街是什么地方，这些都要事先确定一下。
Yeah, just coordinate that you know where you start and where you end and which streets you will take turn to cover.
Yeah, 那还要记住就是我们教会办公室有进的电话那如果说有碰到一些意外的情况的话呢，你可以和他的电话联系。
And then there's the emergency number on the right that everybody should take it just in case of emergency. This is Eugene's telephone number at church.
那下面 有一张呢，就是我们看大家就是不要，我们鼓励呢就是说成员不要分开那像这种比如说你有四个人的话，就两个在一边，两个在一边，那或者是一个人发这一个房子，另外就是说隔一个的另外一个这样发也
可以。 So we encourage that the groups don't spread out too far, but that stay together at least two by two.
至少我们保持在可看见的范围里头。
All within eyesight of each other.
Yeah, 特别是小孩子不要把他们要把他们放在一起。那下一张是的小孩子和大人在一起。那如果是有 youth 的话呢，我们也建议有一个大人和他在一起。
So make sure your children stay with you all the time. And if you are youth, make sure there's an adult accompanying the youth.
那么结束的时候呢，就是到教会的网站，然后就报名一下，然后你发送了多少张，然后是不是你安全。
So as you finish,go to the church website, fill out that report, how many flyers you passed out, and then make sure that everybody is, or report that everybody is safe.
那如果有紧急情况的话，我们 always 要打 911. 然后呢，或者是呢，如果是有问题的话呢，就联系友静。
A serious emergency, call 911. Otherwise, you can call the Eugene's number.
好的，那我们就最后我们就请 Pastor Ted 上来。祝福我们，然后把我们送出去。
We ask Pastor Ted to bless us, send us out.
Let's all stand together.
我们一起起立。
Maybe we can join our hands.
我们一起手牵手。
Father, we thank you for this beautiful day where you're sending us out into our city.
天父，我们感谢你今天给我们这么好的气候，让我们一起能够出去。
And Lord, you're calling us to be your church that is visible, that is beautiful, that is glorious.
你今天呼召我们做你这个荣耀的，做你的世人看得见的一个教会。
As we go out and speak your blessing over our city,
那今天我们出去的时候，当我们祝福我们的邻舍的时候，
we do pray that your presence will go with us.
我们祷告，求你的同在与我们同在。
And as we pray, you'll give us even a greater heart for the city where you called us to live.
求你再给我们一颗为我们的教会，为我们这个邻舍，我们的这个都市更大的一个爱心。
Share with us your great compassion and mercy.
让我们真的是知道你的心意。
That those for those people that who do not know you yet.
知道他们这些还没有认识你的人。
We do pray that you'll give us divine appointments.
主啊，求你给我们帮助，我们能够
You'll lead us into conversations，
让我们遇见一些人，我们可以跟他们有这个很好的话。
Will become a blessing for people that we encounter。
接着我们可以祝福他们。
We thank you for calling us and thank you for going out with us。
感谢你呼召我们，感谢你差派我们。
Thank you for making us a source of blessing。
感谢主，你让我们成为你祝福的泉源。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen。
Amen。